Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now, your go-to source for all things local. Because if it happens here, you know we're going to talk about it. Today, we've got a little bit of everything. A community-minded sporting goods store helping anglers bounce back from wildfire devastation. A chance for you to leave your creative mark on the county fair. Some fresh faces leading local environmental efforts. And a new air pollution control officer taking the helm. Plus, we're diving into sports, weather, and more. So grab your coffee or something stronger. We won't judge. I already did. And let's get into it. Reagan's Sporting Goods in Bishop is offering a 15% discount on fishing equipment to residents affected by wildfires in Southern California. The goal? Helping locals replace lost gear and get back to enjoying the great outdoors. This discount runs through March, just in time for the upcoming Blake Jones Trout Derby. Whether you're restocking your tackle box or grabbing a new rod, this deal makes it a little easier to get back out on the water. The Pasadena Casting Club is also making efforts to help those affected by the wildfires, now accepting donations, both money and gear, in hopes of healing the community. Our hearts go out to those affected by the fires, and we hope that even small gestures like this can help. Speaking of community involvement, do you have a knack for creativity? Lord knows I do. Of course, all my elementary school teachers said it was called being unfocused. I call it extreme creativity, thank you very much. The Tri-County Fairgrounds is calling for ideas for this year's fair theme. You can submit up to five theme ideas, and the winner will receive 4 admission tickets to the fair, plus the chance to see their theme headline the event. How cool would that be? The Tri-County Fair, Eastern Tier Now. I like it. The deadline to submit is this Friday, January 31st. So if you've got a clever idea, now's the time to share it. Visit the Tri-County Fair website for more information. Whether your furry friends need a routine checkup, emergency care, or just a little extra TLC, Bishop Veterinary Hospital has got you covered. Our compassionate team provides top-notch medical, dental, and surgical care for pets of all shapes and sizes. From wagging tails to purring cuddles, we know your pets are family. So why not give them the best? Call Bishop Veterinary Hospital today and keep your 4-legged companions happy, healthy, and ready for their next adventure. Because a healthy pet is a happy pet. Special thanks to everyone out there for helping with our Puppernut in some of her recent trials. She is healthy and happy thanks to Bishop Veterinary Hospital. In environmental news, the Sierra Club Range of Light Group has elected new executive committee members. The group, which focuses on conservation efforts in the Eastern Sierra, recently re-elected Lynn Bolton and Malcolm Clark to the executive committee, with additional leadership from committee chair Christine Green and Mammoth Lakes Mayor Chris Bubser, an active member of the executive committee. Their work continues to advocate for public land protection, climate action, and sustainable recreation. And finally, there's a new leader overseeing air quality in our region. Ann Logan has been appointed as the Air Pollution Control Officer for the Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District. Logan, who has been with the district for over 10 years, steps into this role after serving as interim officer since September of last year. She'll oversee air quality management across Inyo, Mono, and Alpine counties. Critical work for both public health and environmental protection. Please visit easternsierranow.com to learn more about this change. You got an event or announcement or big moment that deserves to be seen? Let Eastern Sierra Now take it live. Whether it's a local fundraiser, business, grand opening, sports showdown, or a community meeting, our professional live streaming brings your message straight to the masses. Starting at just $200 for the first hour, we handle the tech so you can focus on the moment. No glitches, no stress, just high-quality streaming. That keeps your audience engaged and in the know. Don't just tell people about it. Show them. Book your live stream today, and let's put your event in the spotlight. Contact us today at advertise@easternsierranow.com. Now let's see what community events we have to look forward to. Today, at 5:30 p.m., Inyo Council for the Arts will host a community yoga class in partnership with Gene Tucky of Bishop Yoga. Donations between 14 and 18 are suggested, but any amount is welcome. Currently, I am doing yoga. This is my downward facing dog pose. That's as flexible as I am. Also, tonight, C5 Art Studios is hosting a chalk pastels class starting at 5:30 p.m. Dance lovers will be excited to know that C5 Art Studios will also be hosting a salsa dance class tomorrow starting at 6 p.m. All skill levels are welcome. Please visit the C5 Studios website to register and learn more about pricing. Also, hosted tomorrow, the lowest pair will be performing live at the C5 Art Studio starting at 7 p.m. This performance is offered on a sliding scale starting at $20. Lastly, Bar Sierra and Mammoth is hosting a trivia night with my boy, Maurice Cooper, starting at 6:30 p.m. Bring some friends and have a blast. For more information on these events and more, please visit easternsierranow.com/events. Rise and shine, Powderhounds. The base depth is sitting pretty at 47 inches of machine-groomed packed powder, just enough to keep your turn smooth and your ego intact. With 158 trails and 23 chairs spinning, there's plenty of room to carve, cruise, or send it. Responsibly, of course. Looking for a little adventure? Head over to the Ponderosa for some hidden tree stashes. Rip some high-speed turns down Climax, or work on those park skills, because, let's be honest, we all secretly want to land a backflip. That's true. 9 terrain parks are open and ready to launch your ego into orbit. The sun's out, the air is crisp, and the mountain is calling. So layer up, wax those skis, get after it. See you on the slopes. All right, burger lovers, it's time to settle the beef once and for all. See what I did there? Eastern Sierra Now is on a quest to crown the best hamburger in Bishop and Mammoth and all surrounding areas. And we need your taste bud powered votes. Who's got the juiciest patty, the fluffiest bun? Clearly that's me. The most jewel-worthy toppings. Now's your chance to make your voice and stomach heard. Voting ends this Friday, January 31st. So don't just sit there drooling. Vote now and help us find the ultimate burger champion. Drop your vote at easternsierranow.com and may the best burger win. Currently in the lead is Rossi's Bar and Grill in Big Pine, California, followed closely by Copper Top, also in Big Pine. They kind of do their burgers down there. So I think you Bishop guys in Mammoth need to step it up a little bit. Let's see what we can get out of you. I think the Patty Shack in Mammoth is currently ahead. So you better step this up. You only got a couple of days. Get out there and vote right now. Again, easternsierranow.com. Click on the hamburger. You'll see it. Let's see what sports updates we have for today. Before I get into it, here's a quick shout out to Back Alley Bowl and Grill. They have delicious food, and who doesn't love a bowling night? Bishop's girls basketball team took senior night as an opportunity to put on a show, taking down Mammoth 59-19 in a commanding performance. Tanner Ludwig was unstoppable, racking up 20 points, 5 rebounds, and 2 assists, and 3 steals. Basically, everywhere at once. Kristen Allen backed her up with 12 points and 5 steals, while Annalie Guerrero filled the stat sheet with 5 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, and 4 steals. But the night was about more than just a scoreboard. It was a chance to honor Sienna Fuller and Serenity Limon, two seniors who have been the heart and soul of the team. Their leadership, dedication, and impact will be felt long after the final buzzer. Coach couldn't be prouder, and we tip our hats to them as they move on to bigger and better things. Head over to some soccer. The BUHS boys soccer team edged out Mammoth in a tense 1-0 battle. Iker Gonzalez came up clutch in the second half, netting the game's only goal, while Angel Santana put on a goalkeeping clinic with 5 crucial saves, earning him Player of the Game honors. The Broncos now shift their focus to Rosamond this Thursday. Let's see if they can keep the momentum rolling. Meanwhile, the BUHS girls soccer team turned their match into a highlight reel, overwhelming Mammoth with an 8-0 shout-out. The Broncos started strong with an early goal from Sydney Norcross, then turned up the heat with 2 more from Brooke Taylor, assisted by Alyssa Buchholz and Ellie Krall. The second half was a goal fest. Katia Fierro found the net, Taylor added 3 more, and Gabby Vinker sealed the deal. Coach Bill Daly called it a total team effort, handing out Player of the Game honors to the entire squad. Next stop for the Broncos, Rosamond. Let's see if they can keep lighting up the scoreboard. That's your Eastern Sierra Now Sports Report, brought to you by the Back Alley Bull and Grill. The only thing hotter than our wings is the Broncos offense. Remember, they're in third place right now for best burger. You need to get over there and try that hamburger and then get your vote in there. All right, here's your midweek weather update for Bishop and Mammoth Lakes. Bishop, today, expect sunny skies with a high around 57, chilly low near 22. Perfect weather to soak up some winter sun. Tomorrow, Thursday, the sun continues to shine with temperatures reaching up to 61, dipping to 25 at night. A great day for outdoor activities. And it looks like Friday, clouds will roll in, bringing a high of 60 and a milder low of 35. Keep an eye out for any change in weather patterns. Mammoth today, plenty of sunshine, high near 45, brisk low of 9. Eesh. Bundle up if you're heading out. Thursday, sunny to partly cloudy skies with temperatures peaking at 49, dropping to 20. Overnight, ideal conditions for winter sports enthusiasts. Friday, looks like a cooler day ahead. Expect winds between 15 to 20 miles per hour with a chance of precipitation remaining at 60% throughout the day. Highs will be around 44 with lows near 31. Be prepared for changing conditions. If you're on the slopes, stay warm, stay safe, and enjoy all that the Eastern Sierra has to offer this week. That's a wrap for today's episode of Eastern Sierra Now. Whether you're out casting a line, brainstorming fair themes, or just trying to stay warm in this winter chill, we've got you covered. Don't forget to subscribe, follow, like, and share because, hey, nothing says I love local news like clicking a button. Stay informed, stay engaged, and as always, we'll catch you next time.